You're listening to Radio Yorkshire and football's rulemaking body meets later, where video help for referees will be up for discussion. The International Football Association board is made up of representatives from England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland and FIFA. They'll be discussing generally the options. No decisions will be made today. And to talk about this, I'm joined by the former Premier League referee, Keith Hackett. How are you, Keith?
I'm very well, thank you.
Happy New Year to you. Generally then, this meeting, where do you stand on the next phase of video help for referees after we've already had the introduction of goal line technology?
Well, I played a part in goal line technology because I thought that was long overdue. I think it's been very beneficial to the game. I hold the same view in terms of the video ref, as I would call him, being there to assist the referee. In the modern game, we've got 22 cameras minimum watching the referee's performance, which leaves him exposed. And when you have a situation where a couple of weeks ago in the Stoke v West Brom game, where Lee Mason's judgment was to dismiss Jeff Cameron of Stoke at a critical point in the game, Stoke would obviously then reduce to 10 men. And later on, when that was reviewed by an independent panel, they overturned the red card. And it's those sort of areas where I think referees need support to avoid that level of error.
One thing that always gets discussed when video technology comes up for discussion is the game and the speed and the way that the English football is and not having big delays for the crowds like in other sports. Where do you stand on that and it being as instantaneous as possible, getting these decisions to the referee?
Well, first of all, I think it obviously needs to be trialled. But my view is this. I think there needs to be a fifth official sat in the stand with a bank of TV screens in front of him, with one live, one with a slight delay, say 5-7 second delay transmission, which allows him a second look, and then he's obviously got a system where he can go back and review. And it's my view that this fifth official should operate almost like the assistant referees. They're in direct contact with the referee. They've got the opportunity to look on a screen close up. They may have a viewing angle that's not available to the referee, and in that situation, it can communicate quickly a supporting role in terms of the decision-making process. In the case of this, and I use this Cameron example, the game has stopped because Lee Mason has blown for a foul, and in that process, it would have been very quick for the fifth official to have said, look, Lee, I've looked at this, it's a yellow, not a red, and I think that dismissal could have been avoided. In the same way that I think in and around the penalty area, where there are acts of simulation which are now very difficult for the referee, even though they're experienced, to pick up. Again, a second view, slight delay, again, that process might help the referee, and a penalty kick is awarded rather than a yellow card for simulation.
You're still involved in this wide discussion of referees and incidents on a weekly basis that we see. In terms of the referees these days, and maybe yourself going back, would you have been receptive to technology? How do you feel the modern referee sees the game? Are they wanting this extra help?
Yeah, I think that rather than being castigated in the press on occasions, I think that they would much prefer, you know, at the end of the day, what they want is 100% accuracy. Now, I know that's maybe in some eyes utopia, but in reality, I think that's where the technology can come in and assist the referee. You know, we knew, for example, that given all the scientific information that we were given, that a referee's judgment or assistant referee's judgment on whether the ball's crossed the line or not is almost impossible. Goal line technology has taken any doubt away from that situation, and it's been accepted and embraced by match officials at the highest level, and I think that's helped the process in that area. And I think this is where video technology trialled, as we did with goal line technology, to get the end result that is workable, then I think fine. You know, it might be that it starts off without any form of referral I don't like the idea of stopping the game and then going to the side of the pitch and having a debate. That's not the game of football that we have all come to know and love. I think that this is why I think this communication link, something that I set up way back with referees and assistant referees, that line of communication is already there. So they're able to have that discussion privately, not openly, to come to a right decision.
And do you think having a system like that would be easy to roll out across the leagues? That often gets mentioned in terms of technology, that it has to be for all.
I think it's easy within the Premier League and in the elite leagues around the world. I think the difficulty, frankly, comes with how the game is covered. You know, we see lots of games in the Championship covered, but not every game. So therefore, I think that my view is that where television cameras are present, then of course that can aid. In some areas, they've got, you know, many clubs have got the Leeds product, that's ProZone, who have 8 cameras, and it may well be that, you know, the camera facility is available through that link rather than just having to rely on commercial television for the information. But again, I think those are things that need to be explored. I'm really hoping that the IFAB will take a positive role and at least allow an experimentation. You know, the Premier League, the Football League, and some leagues around the world have opened up and said, look, we're prepared to experiment. Well, let's experiment and get the best possible method of helping the referee to get decisions right, which is what the fans want, you know, and what we want. I don't think it'll take away any of the controversy and discussions that we all have when we leave the game. You know, we're all better managers, we're all better players, and I think we're all better referees, really. I think that's the nature of the game that we love.
And the fact that this is on the agenda and being talked about now, do you think what we talked about at the start and goal line technology being pushed through, and it has been successful, in my view, anyway, do you think that's helped get this, you know, on the agenda more quickly?
Yeah, I think that, you know, when we consider the amount of money involved in the game at the very highest level, you know, it might well be that they'll open up by saying, right, okay, we'll allow the referee support mechanism in terms of getting the right player sent off, you know, mistaken identity, that sort of thing. They might only open up certain parts of the game. But I think my view is a little bit broader and wider and saying, one, this is how it could operate, to avoid any sort of doubt that you know, we're stopping the game. I think we can avoid stopping the game if there's that constant communique that exists between referee and assistant referee and a man sat in the stand. That man in the stand has got to be qualified. I mean, look, rugby league on our own doorstep, Stuart Cummings, when he introduced this, absorbed it, the game absorbed it, and it's part and parcel of the game now. And I think it's terrific how that has evolved. In cricket, we've got referral. In rugby union, we're able to refer and look at the incident. You know, we saw that in the World Cup. I don't think it impacted too greatly on the game itself. I'm suggesting that we can get over the avoidance of stopping the game and getting an instant recourse between the referee and the fifth official in the stand to get the decision right.
And if you saw Monday Night Football the other night, Keith, in terms of goal line technology, the lads they were discussing 1966 and proving that one went over the line. So that ended quite a few years of discussion, that one.
Yeah, I mean, my disappointment so far is that the Championship have not taken goal line technology on board. Now, I know there's a cost, but in reality, when we're dealing with, you know, the top end of the Championship, or even the bottom end and fighting promotion and relegation, and, you know, those clubs in the Championship wanting to get to the Premier League, I think that the game owes it and the league owes it to try and find ways of funding so that goal line technology is brought in. And I think we need to encompass that rather than actually find reasons why we don't have it just on a cost basis. you know.
How surprising is it that the Championship hasn't, as you said there, and this year that the teams going up from the Championship are going to earn a record amount of money, and it could end, it could, you know, the Championship playoff final could be, you know, decided on a controversial moment like a goal line technology incident.
Yeah, well, I think we're fortunate in that at Wembley they've already got that rigged up. So, you know, when we come to the final itself, but we're looking right through the season, and I think that I've already seen a number of clips where is it a goal, is it not a goal, and people left with a slightly sour taste that they've been robbed because the referee or the assistant referee has not been in the position to make that judgment. And I think the reality is it's avoiding or giving support to the referee where there is an exposure of doubt. And, you know, the technology's proven. And I know there's a cost. That cost might be $250,000, and that's a lot to a Championship club, I know. But, you know, they can amortise the cost over 5 years, so it can be $50,000 a year as a piece of capital equipment. There are ways in which they could fund these projects and products, and I think the Championship really ought to now embrace it and bring it on board as the next step in their development.
And just finally, just going back to this meeting today and this next stage of discussions for video technology, you're calling for it to be trialled, this new form of communication and a fifth official. No decisions made today, but do you foresee the governing bodies potentially agreeing to some kind of trial, and what kind of time frame would you foresee for this to be rolled out in terms of a trial?
I think the first thing is, a little bit following my involvement with goal line technology, the first thing is to agree a criteria of operation. How is it going to operate? How many cameras are going to be involved? Where is the feed going to? And to get that out of the way. And in fact, they have a business committee that ought to have resolved those issues already. And it's my hope, even if it's like the Premier League under 21, but I prefer it at a higher level. I would like games to be covered and if need be, experimented in say, a cup competition going forward. So I think there are plenty of avenues in which to experiment. But today, I'm hoping that they will, in fact, come out positively and say, right, OK, we're going to experiment. How are they going to do that then? Might be a follow-up. But these, you know, the IFAB only convene on an annual basis. That's the worry. You know, we lose another 12 months before they actually say, yes, let's go ahead with an experiment. So today, let's hope that they embrace it and say, right, we're going to experiment, or we're going to find out more information.